thousands of restaurants, cafes and pubs will reopen for outdoor service today. In many cases, it will be the first time they've opened this year. Tens of thousands of people will be able to go back to work. However, in Dublin, a shadow has been cast over the reopening by a weekend of trouble in the city centre. On Saturday night, Gardaí used shields and batons and blocked off several streets. The Assistant Garda Commissioner, Anne-Marie Cagney, blamed the violence on small groups of young people who travelled into the city centre looking for trouble. Frank Thornton is the President of the Garda Representative Association and he joins us now on the line. Good morning.
Good morning, Rachel. How are you?
I'm not so bad at all, thank you. What did you make of what happened in Dublin at the weekend?
Yeah, firstly, I'd like to commend all the members that were on duty over the weekend, you know, for the professionalism and the manner in which they carried out their duties. And at times, like, you know, it was extremely difficult situations. Like policing this pandemic since March 2020, and now as we move into the phase of reopening society, it has been and it continues to be difficult and challenging. Like throughout the weekend, again, we witnessed the vast majority of members of the public, you know, they were compliant with the current guidelines and restrictions. And, you know, we did not see large-scale resistance. And yes, there were a number of arrests, but this is quite a small number considering there were, you know, we were dealing with large gatherings and hundreds of, and sometimes thousands of people in the city centre. You know, like in these circumstances, like, I believe our members have acted with great restraint and professionalism, administering the 4Es again and utilising our discretion with enforcement as the last resort, which is in the best interest of all those.
Were you surprised, though, by the approach on Saturday night, in particular when Gardaí used shields and batons and moved people on from public areas?
No, like, you know, we have to deal with what's in front of us in a live environment. And some of the commentary and the pictures that we've seen, you know, these have followed an engaged and encouraged approach whereby, you know, unarmed community gathering, are mixing with crowds, engaging with the groupings, and if necessary, asking them to disperse or distance themselves. And 99% of the time, compliance was received there. Like, the deployment of public order units, you know, that's a decision of Sina Garda management. Like, that's to ensure the safety of all members and the general public. And again, like, you know, it appears there was only a small number of occasions when hostility was met. Everybody should be afforded the opportunity to enjoy returning to normal society and engagement. And if incidents like these, you know, we've seen that have occurred, then yes, if there's the response from our members is increased, and rightly so, to ensure the safety of all.
Do you have any concerns, though, that after 15 months in which, by and large, the Gardaí and the wider community got on pretty well, there was a lot of policing by consent, that scenes like those on Saturday night, that they might create divisions?
In general, I wouldn't say so, because the vast, as I said to you, the vast majority of the public, you know, we still engage very proactively with, and they engage very proactively with us. And this is just a minority grouping that seem hell-bent and just creating havoc at the minute. And that's why the response is upgraded in as well.
There doesn't seem to have been anything similar in other towns and cities. I mean, listening even there to what it says in the papers, they were talking about a small number of arrests in Cork, but they were mainly for public intoxication rather than for violence or anything like that. Why do you think that other areas managed to avoid this sort of trouble?
Well, I would imagine that, you know, primarily Dublin is densely populated, and of course that carries, you know, a greater risk of this kind of disorder coming on stream. Like, but again, you know, it's important that the resources are made available to frontline Gardaí and that that is adequate and that the public order units are deployed 24/7.
As you say, there were a relatively small number of people over the weekend determined to cause trouble. Could this have been handled in a better way? I mean, could more planning have gone into what was happening over the weekend?
Well, we have to trust in Sina Garda leadership teams and how they plan and deploy the resources. So we have to, as I say, trust in that. But right now, as I said previously, you know, our response is by and large with consent to the public, and then of course it's upgraded when we meet hostility in some areas.
What about the wider political response, and indeed the response by local authorities? Could they have done more, do you think?
Yeah, like I kind of, Minister Ryan's comments yesterday, I, you know, I kind of believed myself, I think it's very naive, you know, when he doesn't want to see back. Because, you know, Angara Shikana, the body only state agency in power of Poland allows this country, and inevitably we'll be called in to assist the public in these issues. Like, it is a very fine line. If members go in what is perceived to be maybe heavy-handed, you might be deemed over the top, and if members go in too soft, it could be perceived that the situation is getting out of control. But members on the front line and the court face make decisions that are reasonable, proportionate and necessary, and what's involved in front of them.
Members of the public order unit, as I understand it, have been vaccinated. What's the situation with other members of the force?
Yeah, it's a major issue for us in the association. You know, which is the vaccination program. Like, all members were originally classified as high risk through our daily dealings and interactions with the public. But that has since been withdrawn. And it must be remembered that the average age of all membership policing this pandemic is 28, and they are some weeks off their vaccinations. Yet we are expected to have the police these large gatherings, mostly unvaccinated members of the public, again putting their own health and safety and that of their families and colleagues at risk.
Do you accept, though, that ship has sailed at this stage, that the decision was made to order the vaccination process in terms of age?
We have to accept it because it's not being implemented that way, but that certainly would mean that we're happy with it, no.
Frank Thornton, President of the GRA, thank you for joining us.